Damian, thank you for joining us. Many of our listeners know this month is Women's History Month, and you all at the Sun News have an in-depth profile of a local businesswoman and entrepreneur who is heavily involved in the community. She shared her story with you all and talks about the challenges that she faced to start her business and also shared some of her successes with you all. What can you tell us?
Denise Campbell is the owner and CEO of three physical therapy and balance centers. She's got two in Las Cruces, one in Southwest El Paso, and her locations have been successful independently and within the physical therapy franchise that she's a part of. But she shared with us some of the hurdles that she's faced over the past 30 years. Of course, longtime residents of Las Cruces may be familiar with the name Southwest Sport and Spine. Campbell opened that in 2000. She later expanded and kind of bought into the franchise, the physical therapy and balance centers, in 2017. But she told us that when she was getting started and trying to go out and look for loans to starter businesses, talking to banks, she faced a lot of obstacles. Not only did she have to approach 11 different banks before receiving assistance, she was told that she would never be successful because she was a woman. Despite having proven her experience and success as a current business owner, she said that along the way, she's kind of run into a lot of built-in bias that she sees, you know, people come in and clients come in, they start talking to the male employees rather than her. But she said she's kind of learned to accept that to some degree because she thinks that people aren't doing it on purpose. But she also says that she's not one to let people disregard her.
Thank you so much for sharing that. We'll look forward to reading that story. Now, I want to move on and talk about some news out of the New Mexico State Legislature. As our listeners know, the legislature ended the session on Saturday. New Mexico State lawmakers in the legislature did pass a bill to allow for teenage workers in the state under 18 to no longer make a sub-minimum wage. This is State Senator Jeff Steinborn's bill. Can you tell us a little bit about this bill?
Anthony, I had no idea this was even a thing. Senate Bill 35, which was written to remove an exemption in the state minimum wage law, passed the House of Representatives last weekend. Under the existing law, pay for high school students, if you're a full-time high school student and you've got a side job, your pay is $8.50 an hour. While other workers saw an increase this year in January to $10.50 an hour. So high school students were making $2 an hour less than everyone else. So Senator Steinborn saw this. He said, well, students are doing the same work as their older co-workers. So that bill has now passed both houses of the legislature.
Okay, Damian, thanks for sharing that update with us. I want to move on and talk about another story. Rallies happened across New Mexico this weekend. They were organized against New Mexico's public health orders to slow the spread of COVID-19. You all in the Sun News talked to an organizer involved in this movement who expressed frustration with the public health orders from the state. What can you tell us?
That's right. This comes on the heels of the one-year anniversary when the threat of COVID-19 prompted government officials to order the closure of public schools and, of course, a number of New Mexico businesses. This weekend, there were a number of no lockdown, yes, freedom rallies. The focus of the protest is really on the lockdown, which they say, looking at our state death rates, doesn't appear to have brought us much of a benefit. Now, conversely, New Mexico's state health officials say that New Mexico might have seen up to 1.8 million infections, six times the number of hospitalizations, and four times the number of deaths if they hadn't have taken the measures that closed businesses.
Okay, Damian, thank you so much for updating us this week on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk with you next week.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.